I'm your host, Jay Miller, and today in our studio, we have a special guest, Gibril Dean, the director of the Mahatma Gandhi Human Rights Organization. Good morning, Gibril.
Good morning.
What is your activity with the Mahatma Gandhi Human Rights Organization today in Budapest?
Well, actually, we organize football tournament for migrant and refugee and asylum seekers. We also visit prisons and detention center. And also, we organize conferences, and we work with lawyers who assist asylum seekers and refugees to take their matter to the court. And also we organize conferences.
What brought you to Hungary and to this position?
Actually, I awarded a scholarship long years ago. And after finishing my study, I established this organization mainly to assist migrant and refugee.
Where did you come from? And you came as a student, but which country are you
from? I came from the Gambia.
Ah. The first year I was here in 1997 at the Sports University, they had a program for International Olympic Committee for the Third World, and there was a coach named Mary, a basketball coach from the Gambia.
Okay.
And they teach every sport, coaches from all over the world, how to coach, how to start a club, how to start an association in a nation of every sport, and sports psychology, sports health and fitness. Really fine program. Is this program still in effect?
Yes.
Uh-huh, great. And
I studied there in 1994. I studied there for 2.5 years.
And now you're affiliated with the Hungarian Football Federation, working with that group you mentioned, the migrants, refugees, and asylum seekers. Tell us about that.
In 1994, we established a football club called the African Star FC. The club is mainly asylum seekers and refugee and migrant. And that time it was not an easy task here in Hungary because there was a lot of skinhead atrocity against migrants. So we use football as a message or as a tool to eradicate all form of racism and to create a tolerant society that people can live in peace and amicably.
I'm a basketball guy, but living in Europe, I'm exposed to football very often. And when you turn on the sports channels, it's football, football, football. And I notice that any time fans or a player makes a racial slur, it goes viral on the internet, in the media, and it is attended to. Could you talk about that? How big-time international sports dealing with this fact of racism might help the world in eradicating?
Well, UEFA is supporting NGOs who are fighting against racism in the football stadium, in the amateur clubs, and also they organize conferences. For example, tomorrow we are going to organize a conference called Football Against Racism in the Puskas Stadium. The main aim of this conference is to explain about how can one tackle racism, how can one combat racism in the football pitches, and also to give more information about the 10 point of UEFA.
Where does that spirit come from to put your heart and soul, your life, your time, your energy into helping other people?
Well, I like it, actually. You know, it's something that I've been devoting my attention for the past years, and I've used to it. But actually, it's not an easy task. It embraces human sacrifice. You don't have time always try to support people, assist them, because as you know, we as the NGO, it's our obligation to do something. Because in Hungary, asylum seekers and refugees are not well integrated into the society. So we as an NGO, our obligation is to contribute towards their social welfare, because don't forget that the asylum seekers, they fled from political reason, religious reason, ethnic reason, and because of that, when they arrive to the first host country, the country have to support them in their just cause, to organize program for them. Well, not only the government have to contribute, but also NGOs. That's why this is our own contribution, actually. We have a football club. We take cases to the court for asylum seekers and refugees, free legal counseling for asylum seekers and refugees, and also we organize programs like tolerance education in the high school. Yeah, we go to the high school too. We teach tolerance education within the age of 15 to 18 in high school, so that people have to accept and respect minorities. This thing is everywhere. This thing happen, but we in Hungary, this is one of our program.
In Haifa, Israel, I worked just before I came to Budapest in 1995, 1996 in a program that with sports, eating together and playing together, we had groups of Jewish Israeli kids and Arab Israeli kids together. We would meet one day in the school of the Arab kids. The Jews would come, and then next week they would go to the Jewish school, and the third week they would come to Beit HaGefen, which is an Arab Jewish community center, doing similar work as you're doing, integrating people, letting them know who the other person is. Do you have young people come, or are you the speaker? Who are the speakers to these high school students?
We have teachers who go to schools to teach students. I have one of my colleagues, she is a teacher. She goes to school and teaches the children.
How do the different refugees from different countries, different nations, different religions who are playing on your team or are in your organization, how do they get along with each other on the field, in the city, and in the refugee camps?
Yeah, this is a good question. Well, actually, I remember the last time we went to Italy, where we won it was 2006, we won the World Cup against racism in Monte Cavo in Italy. So by then, it was a mixed team, you know, consists of asylum seekers, refugee, migrant, and Romas. So always, sometimes there is a little bit, sometimes there are problems about this issue. But well, we solve it, because we believe that football is to integrate people. Football brings people together in peace and harmony, and that it was not a problem, because we believe that football is not only one ethnic, it have to be different minorities. So, and we did that and we succeeded.
What are some of the conflicts and the differences that you have to bridge within your own team of different kinds of people?
Yeah, that's why the coach is there. The main duty of the coach is to make sure that there is no conflict. And me too, I'm there as a sport manager. We always make sure that they accept our ideas. Of course, we are assisting them so that they can have a better life here. But at the same time, we have to inform them or teach them the rules and regulation about football. And pedagogically, I mean, they accepted it. Because it's not easy, different people from different cultural background. But we try to make sure that they live together in peace and harmony. And afterward, they become integrated into the society, and then they live in peace.
Wow, so you offer them this wonderful fruit of football, and they share it, and it gives them an experience of being integrated into a group, which allows them then to make the next step into society?
Exactly.
That's what you're saying.
Yes. Because you have refugee integration. And what is integration? Is one, to learn the language of the host country. I mean, using sport as a tool to integrate them. Also organize some program for them, like excursions, taking them different places, so that to know the local people, to cement a tangible relation with the local people, which is very important.
As I said, basketball was my love and my passion, and I've been a writer, a player, a coach, a teacher of basketball, a scout, also helping young people who play in high school go to America. And I just, as I was thinking about interviewing you the last few days, I came across this article in my New York Times, and it's about the San Antonio Spurs basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
That have this coming season 9 international players on their team.
Mm-hmm.
Their physical trainer is from Japan. Their assistant coach is from an African country. Let me read this. So this is the general manager, and he played with the team years before. He says, the universal aspect of the Spurs team helps foster cultural sharing and a trust among players and can be a force of entertainment on exhaustive trips. The team being so multicultural, it forces guys to communicate, to go out to dinner, to tell their stories. It forces them to figure out that Australia is not part of New Zealand, and it gives the coach Popovich a unique avenue to reach out to those guys. One of his messages is, life is much bigger than basketball.
It's interesting.
So I've always felt that sports is a reflection of society. How can you speak on that?
Sport is very important nowadays. It's one, first of all, politically is very important. It brings people together. It motivates people. Pedagogically, psychologically, culturally, is very important because it's incite people. It give you a special technical, tactical, strategical feeling of what you are doing. Because through football, you can communicate with the local people. You can cement a relation. You can have good contact. And through football, you are accepted in a society. Like most of the famous footballers, like Pele and others, in the 50s, when Pele played in the first World Cup in Sweden, he was the goal scorer. For Brazil, and also he was the goal gate scorer for the world, and people respect him and accept him. Because don't forget, in Brazil, by then, racial prejudice was so rampant. And because of his talent, of his technique, strategy, they accepted him in Brazil. Not only in Brazil, but everywhere in the world.
Later on in the 60s or early 70s, they tried to make the North American Soccer League. And I remember they...
And he was the first player to play in the Cosmos.
The New York Cosmos.
Yes.
I had a friend from the Ukraine.
The first to play there.
And he never missed a game. Also, Beckenbauer came and one other...
Beckenbauer...
And was one other iconic player from Europe.
And Beckenbauer, Gerd Müller, Cruyff.
That was the guy. Johan Cruyff. I tried to be a football fan,
yeah.
and it didn't work.
Johan Cruyff, he was in Cosmos too, and some other world classic players. Because Cosmos is a football center whereby they try to advertise the ability and the awareness of talent footballers, irresponsible of the race, ethnic, and cultural setup.
I have a quote from that same article I just read from. The article's name is, Spurs Stay Consistent by Thinking Globally. And I quote here, it's the general manager, R.C. Buford. He's from Wichita, Kansas. All I think we've done is we've looked at basketball players and not tried to put a border to them. Let's not worry where they're from. Let's worry about how they play and what their character is and their interest in being a part of a team. And this is similar to your philosophy of how you're taking these people who don't have a country. Their country is where their bed is, where their shoes, where their meal is at a moment. And you're giving them a place to have their own identity. Speak on that a bit.
Asylum seekers are people who fled from political persecution, ethnic reason, religious reason.
Could we be specific? Who are these asylum seekers in Hungary today, and where are they coming from?
Well, mostly they came from Somalia, Ethiopia, Eritrea, Sudan, Syria, Afghanistan, of course, some other part of the world too.
I was at the Bichka refugee camp maybe 10 years ago and opened my eyes to people's lives. You know, there were many families, different. There were people from Nepal, Georgia, the country. And I work a lot with children. So how do your programs for adult football players affect the migrant, refugee children? How does it filter down and affect the family?
Well, actually, we are not specialized in family unification. But the adult asylum seekers and refugees, we integrate them using football as a tool. We organize football tournament for them, the asylum seekers. And at least they played for a year in these indoor games in Fahir Vari. And then we have another one for the migrants. These are university students. They played in a Hungarian registered league, so that these people not only to go to school but to cement a relation with the local people is part of the Geneva Convention of 1951, which stated asylum seekers have to be integrated. Not only asylum seekers but also migrants have to be integrated into the society, through that they can contribute in the social and domestic welfare of the given country. We try to see that they are not in a psychological limbo. We try to make sure that they are free. They are, because it's their new, a host country, it's their new country. Somebody have to assist them, and we try to do our best. Well, it's not an easy task. This means you need finance, like the football team. We it's not easy to organize because we paid a lot of money for the football pitch. I mean, to register them to, I mean, referees, linesmen, all these things, because we have to pay for it. So we write project. Sometimes we succeed, sometimes we don't succeed.
You've explained the asylum seeker. What is the difference between the migrant and the refugee?
The migrant, they came here, they migrate to Hungary. They live here. Some of them are here as a student. Some of them, they came here to resettle. And the refugees are people who fled from persecution because of civil war, political reason, ethnic reason. They fled from their country and tried to resettle in a country. And this is a totally new hemisphere for these people, because they don't know the language, they don't know the culture, they don't know a lot of things they don't know. So the most important things, what we did in 1996 to 1998, we organized a language course and for acknowledged refugee and asylum seekers, a language course and computer course for asylum seekers and refugee, so that they can use this in the labor market to find a job, because these are advanced technology that people have to know it. So we try to make sure that, of course, we try to assist them to further their education in university colleges. I did it in 1996 during the civil war in Liberia, when Doe was prosecuted, and then there was a civil war. So some guys from Liberia arrived in Hungary. They played for the African Star football team, and they told me that they want to study. And we organized a course. I went to the Red Cross, and then the Red Cross said they don't have money. So I went to the Minister of Education. Luckily, the lady was happy to accept him, and he studied. He became a medical doctor. Now we live in New Jersey in America.
You have a microphone in front of you. Our thousands of listeners are out there. Could you, in your parting, I know you have many things to do and a lot of responsibilities today, just give us a parting word of how we, as the citizens of this country, of citizens of the world, can work with you and your society at the Mahatma Gandhi Human Rights Organization, and the work that you give your heart and your soul and your time to do. How can we be part of that system of using football, using friendship, using kindness, using whatever tools we have?
This work we are doing is not a work that you are going to be rich or you are going to be somebody. It's a work that you are doing it. It's a work that you do from your heart. I mean, you try to assist people who are in need. You assist them, and always make sure that this world is not our world. In the Bible, it stated that what you are doing, you will receive it later, not today. Of course, sometimes you see it, but always, if you are in the position to help, it's good to help. And my advice that, and my contribution is that, it's good to assist people when they are in need, because it's not easy. It's just like somebody is hungry, and you have two bread. Of course, I mean, you give him one so that it can help him. So it's just like when somebody is thirsty, you have a bottle of water, you give him to drink. As Martin Luther King stated in the 60, in the demonstration in Washington in 1963, he said, I am, our demonstration is based on just cause. Because we are oppressed, we are suppressed. We are not accepted because of our color. But I have a dream, one day, everything will be in order. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jibril Dean. It's been a pleasure. Have a very good day, and go out there and help those people who have been calling you.